Hi everybody. I'm doing this because I can put it on YouTube, you see, and it upsets the brigade. It upsets them quite a bit. This is what is supposed to be an LED light head, basically part of a weapons program. And what you'll find is quite interesting, this is on a military, this is the Sennybridge Ministry of Defence, all right? So, they don't survive it either, you know? That's what people have to remember. This genocidal agenda, they don't survive it. See, when I came across these, it was always quite interesting how councils had fitted, not this particular weapon, by the way, but something a little bit more like this weapon here. Does that really look like a streetlight? Are people really that dim? You know, it's a bit like that bio weapon that's supposed to, they call it a vaccine just to try and hoodwink everybody. But it is, as a matter of fact, a weapons grade bio central nervous system attack piece of technology. That's exactly what it is. It's a bit of technology to attack your central nervous system. And we're seeing that quite a bit now on the social media that isn't taking most of it down. But this most certainly isn't a streetlight. This is a target acquiring weapon system on the top here, by the way. But, you know, let the trolls bring it on. You know, what did they say it was? For controlling the lights that are on all over the place. You couldn't make this stuff up. And, you know, unfortunately, there was a lot of people that believed these trolls. We've got quite a lot of them, and people, unfortunately, believed it. Now, unfortunately, they're going to pay the piper, because that this is interconnected with the contaminated vaccinations, by the way. And that was the reason why they, you know, they tested this out in Wuhan. So let's just have a look. So how does your council fit a technology? These are blue LED phosphor-coated that cause severe cell damage. Right, that's what your council's fitted. And you can't say that they didn't know, because they were actually warned about it. It also, they also kill all these insects. For some animals, such as insects, blue light radiation is more harmful than UV light. Yeah? So let's have a look and see what's actually under the bonnet. You see what they do? They get a blue LED and they're coated with phosphor. And then you see this blue radiation. So that phosphor wears off over time. You get more and more. And then obviously it's not wasted at all, is it? Because that'll just kill everything. Yeah. Good that, isn't it? It's clever. Anyway, this, let's just show you what they look like. They're blue phosphor coated LEDs. You see the phosphor coating in there? I can see it. It's better. It's not a very good picture, that. But we know what they are. That's what the, your council have fitted to your street. That's glare. So that's quite interesting. So you see, anybody walking in that street would be hit with these beams, these waves from those lenses, all right? Because those lenses focus this radiation. So as you're walking into this, you know, and walking away from it, you're basically being targeted by it due to its design and not having a diffuser. Quite interesting. One of the most dangerous light emission parts of the spectrum. And the lights have no diffuser. They've actually just bare elements like this. All right? Now, I know I've upset quite a lot of you trolls by now. So, you know, let's just crack on and show people what's really going on. This is risk group two. You can see this quite clearly. Risk group two. This is the streetlights in Gateshead. The council denied there were risk group two, but obviously we didn't stick that sticker on. It came with the product, but obviously the council didn't think they'd fit at a target acquiring weapon system either, until I was ended up in court with them, where I proved that's exactly what they had fitted, masquerading as a control management system. Right, let's just have a look at, up here, because this is quite interesting. I need to show people what group two is. So this here is group two. You see that there? It says group two. And what it says, So you've got a group two. Caution, emitted from this product, eye or skin irritation may result from exposure using appropriate shielding. There's no shielding over that group two light, is there? No, it's by element. Caution, UV emitted from this product, eye skin irritation may result from exposure to appropriate shielding. No shielding, is there? The by elements. Possibly hazardous optical radiation emitted from this product. Do not stare at operating lamp. It may be harmful to the eye. It's not maybe, is be. Science says it is. It's not. And unfortunately, you can't get away from it because it hasn't got a diffuser. So consequently, it acts and is basically beamed into the eye. Possibly hazardous optical radiation emitted from this product. Do not stare. You can't help but look at it. It's the light radiation that's emitted from it. Do not stare at it. Do not stare at it. Well, you're not going to try and stare at it, but what you can't do, you can't get away from it because they've just put them in your street, group two. The resultant radiation from these street lights is dangerous, not just to insects, but eyesight, etc. And your council, this is the same council that pushed the, you know, this whole basic carbon narrative, UN resilience, secret UN resilience cities agenda to put this killer technology in your street. And they're just too dumb to realise that they die as well at the hands of the psychopaths who've conned them into believing the whole CO2 bullshit. So, vaccine for the public sector first. Let's see them not get their pensions.